This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
From Wall Street to the White House, this is the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Larry Kudlow. I think we fixed the technology. One can only hope. We're going to jump right in. Charlie Hurt, Washington Times opinion editor, Fox News contributor. Joe Concha, columnist at The Messenger, Fox News contributor, author of the book, Come On, Man, The Truth About Biden's No Good, Horrible, Very Bad Presidency. Thank you for your patience, gentlemen. Listeners, thank you for your patience. I don't want to do my monologue. What do I know? I want to hear what Charlie Hurt and Joe Concha think. Charlie, you still there?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
All right. We're cooking.
Anyway, we're finally cooking back. And so, as I said, this is a bit like Watergate. All the news is bad news for the president, and you are about to respond. Tell me what you're thinking.
I think that, you know, obviously the lesson from Watergate was that if, you know, it's the cover-up is usually the worst part. And, you know, we're in the midst of a cover-up, and it just got a whole lot more serious, the cover-up did. But what I think is interesting is the fact that I think that the larger story, which is a thing we've been talking about for months now, but there's a huge segment of the population – especially on the Democrat side of the ledger, who are not aware of the story and have not been paying attention because they've been, you know, the New York Times lied to them about it. And suddenly it's become so serious and it's broken through to those Democrats and those Biden supporters that the Biden White House feels the need to do something like that. And you just mentioned a minute ago, showing that 63% of the people are concerned about this, it just proves they have a political problem on their hands. And as long as Joe Biden remains their nominee going into 2024, they have a real problem on their hands.
You know, that's an interesting point. Joe Concha, does this affect, you know, we're all talking about Joe Biden's mental problems and his physical problems and so forth, but would this add to the possibility that additional candidates might jump into the race?
I would say, Larry, with any other party, you absolutely would see another candidate jump in whose name isn't Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Marianne Williamson. You would have a Gavin Newsom jump in or pick your, you know, Democratic governor here. The thing is, though, with the Democratic Party, as we have seen time and again, they are impossibly loyal in terms of sticking together. And I just can't see a Newsom going rogue at this point without approval from the party hierarchy, whoever that may be. So I think Joe Biden stays in this race. I think that a lot of people are already, they've already made up their mind as far as who they're going to vote for. There isn't a lot of swing voters left anymore. But when you consider that Georgia came down to 10,000 votes and Arizona came down to 12,000 votes and Wisconsin came down to a couple of tens of thousands of votes, which is, you know, minuscule in a presidential election, it doesn't take much to swing the pendulum. So in the end, Joe Biden ran on being the honest guy who will bring normalcy back to the White House. It'll be just like the Obama years, no drama Obama, and some people were suffering from Trump fatigue at that point. Obviously, we're going through the pandemic as well, and now you see that Biden can't run on being the great family guy, given that it took him 4 years to acknowledge a seventh granddaughter. He can't run on being honest and trustworthy, given that two-thirds of the American people believe that he may have broken the law here as far as all these payments from Ukraine and China and Kazakhstan and Russia, which clearly, obviously, $20 million to 10 members of the Biden family, and you're telling me the head of that family, whose name was the reason you got that money, didn't get a dime of it? How did he get that $3 million beach house in Rehoboth, Delaware again? How did he get that multi-billion dollar house in Wilmington, Delaware on a senator's salary and on a vice president's salary? None of this makes sense. The American people know it. The question is, how many people will say, you know what, I was on the fence, now I'm going to vote for Trump or I'm going to stay at home? That's the big question, Larry.
Well, and Charlie, you know, to those tough questions, look, Peter Ducey of Fox News is not going to be the only guy to ask those questions.
He might.
I mean.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
And I think that's where the danger is for the Biden family now, or for the White House now, is the fact that, you know, that's where they're tipping their hand. We turn to a special prosecutor in this case. It's because they realize that the winds have shifted and they're going to start getting those questions from people other than just Peter.
And how long can they, I mean, the congressional hearings will continue, and the congressional hearings to some extent are different than the Hunter Biden trial in Wilmington, Delaware, or wherever this special prosecutor thing is going to be. I don't know all the details yet. But, I mean, every time Congress, every time the Oversight Committee and the Judiciary Committee and the Ways and Means Committee, Charlie, every time they hold hearings, now they're trying to follow the money and draw these bank accounts in and from the investors, or so-called, or the payoffs that Joe was talking about. I mean, every time they do this, all the other right. questions are going to be there. I mean, you can't ignore this, Charlie. Yeah, you can't ignore it.
Every rock they've turned over, they've salamander or a crawdad. And we're only partially through that process. And there are lots of records that we know exist that Comer hadn't seen the contents of, but we know that those records exist. And so, who knows? You know, maybe they've uncovered 90% of the damning information, but it's very possible that they've only uncovered 10% of it. Mm. And between now and the end of the year, or now and a year from now, it's going to be a mountain of even more evidence that's nothing but horrible for the Biden administration.
All right, fellas. Again, thank you for your patience. We're sorry we had these technical problems. Joe Concha, the Messenger and Fox News contributor. Charlie Hurd, Washington Times, and also a Fox News contributor. I'm Kudlow on the other side of the break. Technology permitting, we're going to delve into some of the legalities of this thing, because there's a can of worms opened up by this Merrick Garland appointment of David Weiss. I'm Kudlow.